A documentary premiering tonight at the Cleveland International Film Festival tells a story the filmmaker especially wanted his hometown to know. It's about his Japanese-American family's experience in Cleveland since World War II and the racism they endured for generations. The Cleveland Area Retired People's Club meets for lunch at the Euclid Senior Center. They're Japanese Americans who settled in Cleveland after spending World War II in internment camps. Eva Hashiguchi says they get together these days to socialize, not to reminisce.
Very little do we speak about camp.
But she's brought along her scrapbook of photos.
Here's the Watts Towers.
And a thermos of fish soup.
You want to taste it? First thing we eat on New Year's is that, and it's called the Good Luck Soup.
Eva's grandson, Matthew Hashiguchi, used Good Luck Soup as the title of his documentary. It's about his family and his town.
Cleveland is a complicated city. It's full of culture and tradition, but in many ways, those cultures are still segregated from one another.
Clevelanders are the filmmaker's target audience.
If it shows nowhere else, I'll be happy because it showed at the Cleveland International Film Festival.
From grainy stills of Pearl Harbor and internment camps to snapshots of holiday parties, the film follows several generations. Matthew Hashiguchi's ancestors arrived in America in 1901. But growing up in University Heights in the 1980s, he felt less than a citizen.
I don't know why Asians, Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese are constantly viewed as foreigners.
Now a professor of film at Georgia Southern University, he tried to find out why by pointing his camera back at Cleveland.
I wanted to kind of investigate what being Japanese American was like in a region that didn't have many Asians, didn't have many Japanese Americans, and in a region that is still struggling with race and cultural issues.
Issues that he reveals in his film were for him deeply personal.
Throughout my life, I've struggled with the experience of being Asian and different.
The University Heights neighborhood he grew up in was heavily Irish Catholic.
I have this memory from my childhood. I was yelling at my dad, "I don't want to be Japanese. I don't want to be Japanese."
Now in his early 30s, he says the memories don't hurt anymore. But at Jesu Elementary, he was teased and taunted daily.
Making fun of my name or making fun of my eyes. And I guess I wonder, where did that come from? Was it something they heard on television, or was it something that was passed down from parent to child?
He wondered if it was a legacy of the war his grandmother spent behind a barbed wire fence. Eva Hashiguchi came to Cleveland at age 19, straight out of the internment camp President Roosevelt sent her to when she was 16.
Executive Order 9066, which stated that anyone with Japanese blood was to be put into camp.
When the camps closed, Cleveland's Interfaith Council helped Eva and her older sister find work with Jewish families in Shaker Heights.
She lived with the Schumanns, and I lived with the Kurtzes.
Yeah. They felt welcome in the Jewish community.
I think because of their experience in Germany that they sympathized, I think, with us that we are being picked on in the United States, being United States citizens.
It wasn't until one day in the lunchroom of a Cleveland factory that Eva fought back. A co-worker who fought the Japanese as a paratrooper during the war threw a peanut shell at her.
He threw it in my face. And that's when I knew why he did that, was because I was different. There was a steel ruler in front of me. I took that and whacked it like a samurai sword.
Eva's co-worker ducked, and by the time she left on maternity leave, they'd become friends.
He was the first one to come to the house to bring a gift to me. It was really weird.
At age 91, Eva's memories remain vivid. In Good Luck Soup, Matthew also discovers what his brother Luke still remembers.
So for us growing up around a lot of Irish Catholics, what was that like for you?
You know, I never really felt any different, but the way I was treated, I felt kind of singled out sometimes.
How were you treated differently? What did people do?
Pointing out your eyes look different, or your skin looks different, or you know, your hair is different.
Good Luck Soup is more than a movie. Hashiguchi has also created an interactive website
for other people to submit their own stories.
It's featured in the film festival's first ever immersive storytelling exhibition. That's this week's State of the Arts. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.